Yiggity!
Howdy do!
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sporting Good Podcast. It's your boy Wig.
And it's your main man, Trav. What's going on, folks? How's everything going today?
Man, everything is lovely, man. It's a beautiful day outside and on the Sunshine State here in Miami-Dade County. I'm sorry for what's going on up north in New York. I know it's like raining right now, postponing.
No baseball.
No baseball today, man, but we're going to still have some picks for y'all. You know what I mean? Picks for the weekend. Also, if you check on the Twitter handle, it at SGPodcast305. And then the Instagram is at Sporting Goods Podcast. And then Facebook, you got to search Sporting Good Podcast and look for the ones where they got the, you know, all the sports balls and stuff. Click on that one. You got all our picks.
Yeah. All the mother-loving picks you really
programs.
Need.
We got programs like on the $50 challenge. You go ahead and invest into the company. The company is going to use your money to invest with you. So you got all our picks, all our special parlays. You get all the information before anybody else get the information. And you can also make the money. So you're not even buying nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're investing into it. So if your pick's hitting, of course your investment will be hitting too. Get that investment back. Boom. You done double all your money. Ooh. Man, ask for more details in the inbox. We also got the suggested parlays. Now we have started the manipulated parlays on the Bravada account. Look at the page for the referral links. And today's topic is basically budget. How do you budget your money? Do you drop like the house on a parlay one day, and if that miss, you drop whatever left on the next day, and then that miss, you just go just like talk shit about other people's picks? Like, because if that's the case, bro, you got to budget your money, man. If you're going to start off with $50 on Monday, you know what I'm saying, don't go for like big picks. That's what I'm saying, try to increase. Because if your sweet spot is the weekend, you want to make sure that you're betting with like the bookie money and not your own money, man. So you want to budget your money throughout the week. Once you get your budget right, I'm telling you, you'll start seeing your bankroll grow a little bit more. Don't just be out there like trying to hit big parlays, man. That's just for the ego, man. Start paying some bills.
Y'all be wishing on it to stop, man.
Don't do it,
man. And I see a couple of people that be wishing on it. Because the guys will post the tickets or whatever.
They post them.
I just put $200 on a 19er.
I be hoping y'all win. Well, that'd be a nice little pickup.
I was like, oh my God. If that man got that right, I said, man, matter of fact, I'll give you four if you give me some money. I give you four of them teams. I'm telling you, they not going to hit.
Yeah.
But, hey, you guys got to understand that it's a different ball game when you're putting $50 on four different teams. Like, you're giving yourself more chances if you're going to put that $200 down at one time.
Yeah.
You give yourself more chances to win with three or four different teams.
True,
or sometimes even two teams.
And even if you're having a bad day, you missed three out of one, you still got more money to gamble with the next day. You could break that, whatever that bankroll is at that time, you could break that down to four. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure you can keep on having yourself in the game. And then at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If you get to the weekend and you got $80, you know what I'm saying? Put $40 on two, three teamers. One of those things hit, you done got your $200 back, you lost nothing. You know what I'm saying? Think like 2 days in advance. Play chess, not checkers. And that'll be our message for the day. We're going to come back with the picks and spreads with Trav, and I'm going to turn them things into parlays. Y'all can play that for the whole weekend. Last weekend, we was hitting them. I think we only missed like on Sunday. Thursday hit, Friday hit, Saturday hit. Y'all boys, stay tuned, man. Make sure y'all listen to the podcast.
Y'all know them things coming.
Yeah.
Bye. Welcome back. We're going to go through our picks of the weekend.
True.
Thursday through Sunday. Well, no, Monday. My apologies.
And I'll come follow back after the commercial break with some parlays using those picks.
Yep. All right. So let's go ahead and start with Thursday. We like Raging Cajuns run line against Arkansas State. The point spread is 7 points. We believe it's going to go up before tomorrow. But right now, we like Arkansas State to get beat by 7 points. We're also going to take KC money line. KC is visiting the Denver Broncos. We don't like MVP to lose 3 games in a row. Well, I don't. I don't. How do you feel about that? But anyway, we'll talk about that later. But we're going to do Friday now. Friday game. It's only one game we really like on Friday. The only game that practically going to be playing. It's Ohio State versus Northwestern. I like the half on that. Mm-hmm. I like the game on that. That's 28 and a half points. So the half is probably like 20 points or 19 points or something like that.
Yeah, around that 17 points.
Yeah, I like both of those to be cover. Saturday, let's go ahead and take LSU at the half versus Mississippi State. The game is 18 and a half. I like the game as well, but I like the half as a better play. It's going to be about 12 points or so.
Yeah, I like
11
that.
And a half, 12 points.
I like to get that in the first quarter.
Yeah. The next game I'm going to say is Wisconsin versus Illinois. They're visiting Illinois. I like them to cover the game, 35 and a half. Mm-hmm. I like them to cover the half. The half is a better pick for me. It's going to be about 24 points, I should say.
They're going to get that about the first full 7 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, Illinois ain't that too, ain't
Illinois
too tough.
Illinois ain't tough at all. They let Michigan jump out earlier.
Yeah, my next game pick for Saturday, a lot of you guys might not, understand why, but you'll understand after this week. I like Houston to cover 22 points over Connecticut.
That's very, very, very doable.
Sometimes, y'all going to know that the half is a better play for that as well. And that's probably going to be about 15 points, 14 points. Yeah, Connecticut can't score. You seen them score yet?
Yeah, I seen them score, but they not a scoring team.
Okay. All right, then that's my Saturday picks, folks. My Sunday picks is going to be the Ravens versus the Seahawks. I like that game to go over 49 and a half points. How do you feel about that? That's a good pick.
Yeah, they both of their offense, they be going up.
Yeah.
Touchdown after touchdown, so that's a very liable pick.
And as well as the Dolphins visiting the Bills. I don't like that to score too many points on that game. It's going to be about 40 and a half to go under. I like that to go under.
I like it to go under as well, and I like the Bills to thrash.
Yeah.
And go fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to hurt the Dolphins. They're going to hurt them tomorrow. Well, Sunday, I apologize. Washington. I think San Fran is visiting Washington. I'm sure of that. I don't like Washington to score a lot of points. Nobody has actually scored a lot of points against these boys this year, so I don't like Washington to score 7.5 points by halftime. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. San Fran defense is pretty stout.
I don't like that. And that's my pick for Sunday. And my Monday night pick, the shot pick of the week. I know a lot of you guys expected big things out of Tom Brady and the boys. I like them to win the game, but it's 10.5 points. And Lola, I will take them 10.5 for the Jets. 10.5 points. Jets will cover that.
If you guys want to, you can wait a little bit for that one because the line usually favors on New England.
Exactly, big
so
time.
You might get a little extra 2 points.
2 points, 3 points, 13 points.
I'll be honest with you, I ain't playing no damn Jets against New England. I can't play no Jets against New England. But if you guys, believe this pick as well, we don't waste a game time. It'll be about 12 points, 12, 13 points. So that was some picks for this weekend. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And then we're going to come right back with the parlays for that. And then, of course, the social media topic. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. All right, welcome back. Now, before we get to the parlays, on Thursday, we have Raging Cajun -7 against Arkansas State. Then KC on Moneyline. I'll definitely take just the KC Moneyline and probably I'll add, like, the KC game over. I'm not very sure about
over?
Raging Cajun. Friday, we got an old Ohio State at the half against Northwestern. I definitely like that. And I just played as a one team. And then on Saturday, you got LSU first half. I love it. Wisconsin first half. I love it. Houston 22 run line against Connecticut. I like it. I think it's decent. I definitely take that two team of LSU first half, Wisconsin first half. And then on Sunday, you have Ravens Seahawks over 49.5. I think that's very doable. Dolphins Bill under 40.5. I think that's very doable. Washington under 7.5 at the half. I think that's very doable. That 7.5 is very important because Washington can score a touchdown, but at the same time, if you get that half a point, you know, they'll have to score a touchdown and again to score a position again. I don't think that can happen. So if you want to just run that as a three-teamer, that would be dope. However, Bills can run up the scoreboard. So if you want to just eliminate that one, just go Ravens Seahawks over 49.5 and Washington solo under 7.5 at the half. And that'd be a Sunday. And if you have a Bravada, you can play a weekend ticket. I like the KC money line, Ohio State money line. Ohio State first half money line, LSU first half money line, Wisconsin first half money line, Houston first half money line, and then San Fran first half money line. Play all that together, get you a manipulated parlay. And you'll be nice. That'd be a good, what, $2 to $1. So if you bet like $100, you'll win $200 in profit and $300 in total. Next segment will be social media topics.
Social media topics.
I hope you
had a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money.
True that. I hope you had a pen and paper.
A lot of money to win over.
And if you didn't, that's on you. But you can also rewind and just get those picks. Social media topics coming up.
Welcome to the segment that Donald Trump has given us kudos on. His most favorite subject. Fake news. Social topics. So, what are we going to talk about today, Wig?
All right, so right now we got the NBA versus China and then LeBron comments that we want to touch up on right now. First thing first, the NBA versus China. You had a GM for Houston Rockets who went on Twitter and said, you know, took the size of the protest that was going on in China, and then deleted the tweet. And now China,
come on, man, you know you can't delete tweets these days.
Yeah, when you delete tweets, you basically saying that you were wrong. And in a sense, China, you know, they're like, hey, we can't be like have y'all over here.
If you feel
trying
like
to do business and stuff, yeah. And, you know, and you over here down talking to our government, knowing that y'all government ain't really worth the shit either.
Y'all ain't shit. Y'all pointing fingers, knowing it's three fingers pointing back at y'all motherfucking ass.
Hey, I hear you, boy. Hey, talk that shit, boy. But yeah, and that's what's going on. And then LeBron came on and said, like, you know, basically, if you're gonna talk your smack, you know, make sure you know what you're talking about. And I'm not saying that LeBron is right about saying that or wrong. But, you know, if anybody was expecting LeBron to speak up on those social issues that was going on in China, like, LeBron don't have any information about that like that.
But you got to also remember, like, LeBron got fans, and then he got his black fans.
Right.
So it's like when it comes a little bit differently, not even just him speaking at all. Sometimes you do just gotta shut up and play basketball, bro.
Yeah, like, he can't tackle everything. And then, like, I'm not trying to make an excuse for LeBron. What I'm basically trying to say is, it's not his forte to go to China and know that what was going on in China. He's not Chinese, and he don't have just access to all of the information over there. Like, he's in America, so when he speaks on social issues in America, you know, and he grew up in that. He understands exactly what goes on, the poverty that happens, and how those neighborhoods are ignored. He could tell you life stories. He can't tell you anything about China. So to go over there and say, oh yeah, the China government is doing this and doing that, he don't have that information. That's what he was speaking on, saying.
He didn't think that the
general manager had any information. Go ahead.
But you know what makes it even worse, though, is like he was actually over there, so it's not like it was all right. Yeah, I'm LeBron James, I'm in a gym practicing over here, just getting my team ready for the season, which he yearly is getting his team ready for the season. He was actually playing over there, so for him to open his mouth and say something at that time frame, yeah, I get it. You know, we go through our own domestic you know, situations with our own government, but it's hidden so well that we have to speak up.
But, I mean, when is it going to get to a point where we start blaming the media for asking these dumb questions? Because it wasn't like LeBron wanted to talk about it in the first place. So if you're asking a question, like, he tried to dismiss the question. Oh, LeBron too coward to say something. So when he tells you the truth, now all of a sudden, like, his truth is not enough for you.
But it's also different with, what if it was KD? Like, what, KD don't respond to the media. You know that already. So, hey, KD, how do you feel about what the Houston Rockets? Man, what that man got to do with me?
I play
basketball. You gonna ask me a basketball question? Ask me a basketball question. So now, LeBron, sorry to say, has too much power in the NBA because they ask questions that he has to respond to because he's an icon already. So they gonna want the inside of an icon.
It reminds me of that joke I think Jamie Foxx said. No matter of fact, it was Dave Chappelle when they was talking about like 9/11. It was like, hey, you know, we have Nelly on the line. Nelly, what do you feel about like 9/11? I'm like, oh, thank God Nelly have an intake, so now I feel better. Like now, like LeBron is just a basketball player, but like he's not our Secretary Savior of Defense. Like he's not the spokesperson Savior of America.
Yeah.
He's gonna speak on what he can speak on. If you ask me about the China, I have no idea what's going on over there. I hope for the best for everybody.
I kind of know what's going on over there, but it's crazy because it's not, sorry to say, it's going on over there, but that's not the only place it's going on over. It's like that's going on all over the world.
He said that. I don't know what it is. Let's just leave all that right, alone. So let's go to the next topic. Let's go to the next topic. What else do we have, Trav?
We're going to talk about the trades that's been recently happened.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to speak on Michael Peters being traded to the Baltimore Ravens for a linebacker.
Well, I mean, I like the move. Peters got a little attitude. I just hope he can keep it in check. And Baltimore, it's a hard-nosed team.
Their defense was terrible prior to this trade, to me at least. They've been allowing too many points. Not covering the spreads because they've been allowing too many points.
True.
So I think Peters should rightfully and still put them in a great position to do what they were supposed to do, like really fight for the AFC Championship. So I feel like he solidified their defense, to me at least. I don't know how everyone else feel, but to me, this was an amazing move that Jim Harbaugh, I don't know if it's him running John. The show. Well, I'm sorry, John Harbaugh. I don't know if it's him running the show right now, but like I feel like he did an amazing job.
And then they followed up with the Rams followed up with stealing Jalen Ramsey. I'm not even gonna say it was a steal because it was a great move by Jacksonville Jaguars to get those picks.
Get those two first. Two first rounds are gonna be lovely.
But, I mean, it's not like it's great. Like I think it was like a balanced move.
Do you think the Rams gonna jump from third place?
I don't like the Rams to make the playoffs this year simply because Super Bowl losing teams don't usually do good unless they're the New England Patriots.
And I don't see them. Like, you lost two corners, replaced it with one. The other side's still empty, but you still got Aaron Donald in the middle. So it's gonna be crazy.
Right.
And Jacksonville getting two first rounds, possibly a non-playoff 8-8 team, so that's what, a good 15, 16, 17?
Maybe the Rams game might go a little under now because I don't, like I said, something had to fall.
And the quarterback's not doing good.
Yeah, he's not doing good, and then Todd Gurley still is on restriction.
Yeah, so it's like,
But then Sean McVay going to try to outsmart this whole system.
Exactly, and play low. And try to win games. And not even miss the playoffs. He doesn't have any first rounds. So it's like for the next 5 years.
They're good next year, but this year
he don't have any first rounds for the next 5 years.
That's cool. They got a squad for the next 5 years.
True.
People on the contract for the next 5 years.
True.
They don't really need the first rounds. Like if you could draft good, period, you good. They don't need no more first rounders. They got the talent. They need to fill in.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they need a bench in a sense.
True.
Sure.
So the next subject we're gonna speak on. Let me see here.
Hey,
the president.
Yeah, that's what it was. President, I guess it happened the other night or something, but the president debate.
Did you watch any of it?
Nah, what about you?
Nah, didn't care. All right, next subject. So, we're going to talk.
Really, nothing really going on out there. How y'all doing, man? We'll just put our social media stuff out there. If y'all on Twitter, follow us at SG Podcast.
Oh, no, wait. What about?
Don't disrespect the Twitter. Sorry, the Twitter handle, SG Podcast 305. Instagram, at Sporting Good Podcast. And Facebook, search in the bank, Sporting Good Podcast. We the one we got the white background and the balls on it. They gun it and, you know.
No homo. It's not. It's just because it's a white background with balls on it, it doesn't mean, like, sports athletic balls. So don't be searching for nothing else. That's gonna be weird if y'all guys just thought we was talking about other balls. But yeah, what about Lil Duval at the BET? Well, did you see that? Did you watch it?
I didn't catch it yet. I see someone.
Hey man, that was amazing.
Yeah, I seen a few clips of him. You know,
he brought out Florida, man. He brought out Florida, man. That's a good thing. Like,
Florida always been out.
He's always been out, but like
he put some recognition.
Put some respect on our name.
Even though he can't jump for nothing, dog. He's really trying, but like at least a respect that he allowing that flavor.
Leave Duval alone, man.
He allowing that flavor to hit.
Leave Duval alone. You sound like you hate.
Oh yeah, everybody, I ain't hating, man. Yeah. It's just honest.
You could do better than him.
Can I just, hell yeah, you know I can jump better than him, bro. Oh,
but, my bad.
Hey, y'all don't know, man, the old lady who jugging in the club. Not in the club, but in the wedding. That's my old girl, man.
Yeah, that's his mama, man. That's it. I ain't gonna lie. That's
your boy do your thing, man.
Duval did kind of put Lamar Stack style in his
swag. Yeah, he did.
He didn't realize that he shot. See, look. That's why I was telling you to watch it,
Respect.
You
know what I mean?
You watch it.
Gotta have respect for the talent.
I seen the old girl in his jug. That's a damn.
Have respect for the talent,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. He did his thing, though. Respect. See, I'm gonna say he brought Florida out. He brought all of us out.
That's
gonna be the show, folks.
For sure.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. Whatever money we lost in the middle of the week, we getting it back this weekend.
And we know that y'all was hitting on them pits last week, so front.
I ain't even going to say nothing, man. Y'all just going
to... Thursday hit, Friday hit, Saturday hit, Sunday miss, but you got 3 days of hitters. Come on, boy.
Yeah,
put some respect on the guru, man.
Yeah, I
already know. Hey, it's your boy, Wig.
And it's your main man, Trav.
Yickity.
How'd it do?
Yeah, we'll holler at y'all, man.